Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Community Geek Podcast. My name is Katie Covey, and I'm head of training here at Feverbee Limited. I train community managers in the art of community building using proven social science techniques. In the Community Geek Podcast, I'll share tools and techniques that you can use in your daily community management efforts. Listen weekly to get new tips, industry news, and hear stories from guest practitioners to help you become the best community manager in the business. Make sure you subscribe for free updates and review our show notes to get all of the resources that we mentioned today. The show notes are published weekly at communitygeek.com/podcast. So today, I am so pleased to welcome Jen Sable Lopez, Director of Community at Moz. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Katie. Hi, everyone.
Well, we're so glad to have you here. For those that don't know, Moz is actually a really well-known SEO software company and has a very vibrant community of over 400,000 online marketers. Jen herself is a renowned community and social media strategist who started her marketing career in technical SEO. She is very passionate about the combination of search and community and is a frequent speaker at digital marketing conferences such as New Media Expo, Seattle Interactive, MozCon, SearchLove, Search Marketing Expo. And she's also speaking at our upcoming Sprint conference in San Francisco. So you should definitely register for that to hear her talk if you haven't already. Jen's also a self-proclaimed geek and faux vegetarian, and she prides herself in having kicked colon cancer's butt at the young age of 37, which is so amazing. That's why I had to throw that in there. So yeah. Congratulations and welcome. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Of course. So the first thing to kind of get us started, your background is so interesting. I would love to know how you got into community management. Like, what was your sort of path? How did you end up where you are?
Yeah, I love this question because I feel that no community manager has the same path, right?
Yep.
And it's actually very similar to SEO. If you talk to people who are in SEO, it's such a new thing. You know, people haven't necessarily gone to school for it. There's no one path. Mm-hmm. So what's interesting is I have this degree in journalism, mm-hmm. But right out of college, it was really like the dot-com craze of the 90s. So I'm really dating myself here. and I was really into like websites and building websites and stuff. And so although I had this degree in journalism, right away I got into web development. Mm. But I was always this crazy web developer that loved to like create these like meetups, even though it wasn't really called meetups then. Mm-hmm. And I would get on IRC channels and create these channels and have discussions around certain things. And I would do all these things that didn't really have a name for it back then. And I was on my coworkers would joke that I was like the non-technical person because I was really into like seeing what other developers were doing and how they were building things. And I wanted to talk to people and, you know, so I started out in this very highly technical role. I got into SEO and such from a technical standpoint and really trying to figure out why, we wanted to redirect pages to here and why it was important for search engines to be able to, you know, navigate through our site and fixing things like that. And then when I started at Moz about 5.5 years ago, we were still called SEO Moz at the time, and we still did consulting. And I was hired as an SEO consultant. And from there, we already had a somewhat active community on the blog. So from the blog perspective, we had people who came every day to the blog and commented and whatnot, but we didn't really have anything near what we had today. Mm-hmm. And not long after I started at SEO Moz, we decided to give up consulting altogether and completely focus on software. And at that point in time, I took the opportunity to say, you know, I think that we could build a community that none of our competitors will ever have. So whether, you know, at that point in time, it was like, whether our software fails or not, we could build this community that's amazing. And what happened was the two things took off at the same time. And so that's really how I got into community management was by managing, as an SEO myself, I was managing a community of SEOs. and had always sort of had this knack and love for doing that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was wonderful because I was managing a group of people that I knew, and, you know, I knew their struggles and understood what they cared about and what they didn't care about, and things like that. And so that's really how I got into it. It's sort of a crazy, you know, a crazy thing. My old coworkers, when I was a full-time developer, think it's hilarious that I'm now a full-time marketer. but I really think that my background of technical journalism and writing and dev and, you know, all these things have kind of brought me to this perfect spot of, you know, now I get to do all the things that I actually love to do in one role.
It's like really harmonious the way that has all come together for you. I mean, I always find a lot of patterns when I talk with people about, you know, their background, and, you know, journalism and writing is a very heavy theme in community, and people who just generally like, oh, I just love to talk to people and love to get people together. Like, all of that is such a really common theme. And you're right. Everyone's path is so interesting. And so it just sounds like you're really like natural. And then, you know, we're able to step into this role. And the Moz community is really incredible. I was on the other site the other day. I will admittedly say I do not know a lot about SEO. I've tried to learn, you know, and I really try to like apply myself when it comes to technical concepts, but there's still certain things that I kind of struggle with. And I was, you know, reading, you know, some of the user submitted blog posts and like reading like some of the different comments. And I just was like, everyone is so willing to help someone, which is just a really, really cool aspect of your community that I noticed. Yeah,
I absolutely love that. And a lot of it comes from, you know, a lot of it comes from in general, the greater like online marketing community, mm-hmm. Is very giving and such. But at the same time, when we really started focusing on the community and building it out, we set some ground rules for ourselves, for how we were going to manage things, how we were going to allow things to happen on the site. We really live by we call them our tenets, is tag fee, which is transparency and authenticity, generosity, fun, and being exceptional and empathetic. And we manage not only the organization and our company that way, but also our community. So, for example, if somebody comes in and whether it's in our forum or it's on one of our, you know, within one of the blog posts, and somebody starts commenting in there, disagreements are perfectly fine. In fact, disagreements, you know, are what makes us better. But if you're calling somebody a name or telling somebody that they're just stupid or that sort of thing, we will go in and we may edit slightly and then email that person and say, hey, perfectly fine to disagree, but I need you to keep it at a professional level.
Right.
You know, these are our expectations. And so I think that's really set by having clear expectations. It's really set the tone for people to say, okay, I'm going to jump in here and give feedback, or, you know, tell someone how I've done things, and that sort of thing, without feeling like you're going to get attacked, you know, if somebody doesn't like what you have to say.
Yeah, that's such a really interesting way to, I mean, approach it. I love the acronym tag fee. Do you guys publish that in the community? And is it, you know, like widely visible for your community members so they understand what you're talking about?
We do. And what I love is that we'll often see things where, you know, some community member will see somebody talking, you know, somebody will call someone else a name on Twitter. It's like totally random, you know, not necessarily on our site. Mm-hmm. And somebody will respond and say, dude, that's not very tag fee. You know, so we see people using it. And if you do a search for tag fee, you'll see we have several pages on our site that talks about it. And it comes up a lot in conversations. And we will link people to our tag fee page and say, hey, you know, like, think about the fact that where this person is coming from. That's a lot of it. And what's sometimes difficult is because the T for transparency is first, people mm-hmm. often think that that's most important, but really it's empathy. Mm-hmm. You know, being empathetic to someone else that, you know, they're not in the same boat that you are. They may be totally new to this and they don't realize that what they're doing is completely spamming, and you should probably, you know, help them out as opposed to just telling them they're stupid, that sort of thing.
That's really funny. I just did a quick Google search, just typed in tag fee, and sure enough, it just like popped right up to the top with like all of your tenants and everything. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'll include a link to it in the show notes, but I think that's
okay,
something
great.
that everyone should absolutely check out.
That SEO stuff, it works, you know?
Right? I mean, you must know what you're doing. So that kind of brings me to my next question. So Rich can be he's a little famous about thinking, you know, like SEO isn't necessarily like the best tool for growth, and community managers don't necessarily need to focus on SEO, blah, blah, blah. And I know you obviously have a completely different opinion. So tell us, like, why should community managers, you know, care about SEO? Let's start to talk into that part of the conversation.
Sure. Yeah, I love the fact I've had some conversations with Rich about this, and he always kind of gives me a hard time about it. The thing about SEO is oftentimes it gets a really bad rap, and sometimes it should, because there are people and organizations and stuff out there that, you know, they're doing some pretty shady things.
Right.
But the real, you know, it's a growing industry. There are lots of tools. There are lots of people that do this as their data, you know, their full-time jobs. And it's a really smart thing to do. I mean, the number of, I wish I had the exact stat in front of me, the number of Google searches goes up every single day, you know, by the millions or something like that. And so being able to get people to find you in search is one of the best ways, because the user already has the intent of finding something specific, right? Mm-hmm. They're looking for information. It's not like you're sitting on Facebook or on Twitter and you see somebody tweet a link to something and you click it, but maybe interesting, maybe not. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that was great. But then you leave it. When you're on Google, you're searching. You already have the intent of finding something very specific. And finding a community is is brilliant, because I remember back when I first found out, I was 37 and I found out I had colon cancer. Mm-hmm. This is like an old person's cancer, right?
Right.
This isn't something that young people are supposed to have. And so when I started searching for information about it, I'm searching for things that I want to know about, right? I'm searching for young people with cancer or why, you know, which young people, some people probably think 37 is old, but, you know, whatever.
No, not even. That's even close.
Yeah. And so it's important, right, for the community to be able to be found, first of all, and to be using the right phrases and keywords that people are actually going to look for to find you. Mm-hmm. So I found a number of them, because as an SEO, I know to look for youth and, you know, I know to look for these obscure words that people don't realize, that if you have an organization or, you know, your website is built around, the words that you use as opposed to the words that your community or people trying to find you will use, they might not be able to actually find you. Right.
Yeah.
So it's really important to be able to, make sure that your site, your content, your pages, your forums, whatever it is that you have on your site in your community, are really easily found on the web. And that includes in Google searches. And I'm specifically talking Google, because Bing and Yahoo and even Baidu and other things, you know, for probably the group that we're talking to, Google is by far, you know, has the most activity.
And they absolutely own, I mean, just most of the market share. I don't know that there's a person that I know personally that's like, oh, I use Bing all the time. And no offense to Bing. It's just that, you know, like Google is like the established, not even 800-pound gorilla. Like they're the 800-kazillion-pound gorilla.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you go to search. You Google it, right?
Yeah, you absolutely
It's a verb.
Do.
Yep. It's what you do.
Yeah.
So that's why I always feel that that SEO is so important to community managers, because it helps bring people in. It also helps people find you again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody remembers, like, I knew I was on this website, and they were talking about, you know, the best way to buy a new car or you know, to lease a car or something. And, you know, let's say that there's tons of information about, you know, feedback on, you know, like how you should lease and, you know, questions and answers and stuff like that. And I'm searching for leasing a car, right? But if the website is all about leasing automobiles,
right?
Like nobody, how is somebody going, nobody searches for automobiles. Like that's a ridiculous word.
And what I think is so funny is how many companies I've seen, they try and like, they know their users are using these different words. Like they've got all the data, they know, but it's like, they want to like retrain their users to speak in the language that they speak. And I'm like, let's be realistic. Is that really going to happen? No.
That's really crazy. It is extremely important to use, not just for SEO, but just in general, right? To use the verbiage and the phrases and stuff that your community is already using, because it makes you seem human. I mean, we do that on like in our social accounts.
Mm-hmm.
We try to humanize, which is funny because we have a robot. Who is our
mascot?
Is our mascot. That's Roger. And we often will tweet as Roger. You know, we do a lot of like beeps and boops and we'll kind of tweet as, you know, as Roger.
Mm-hmm.
But we really try to humanize by, you know, having a very kind of like laid back voice. We send a lot of animated GIFs and fun things and know the types of things that people talk about. I mean, our team, you know, our community is talking about, link building and meta descriptions and, you know, there's just lots of terminology. And so our team has to know that stuff really well and has to understand what those things mean. So that we can, you know, reply and, you know, make sense and whatnot. And the same with the content on our website. Well, it's funny because we write about SEO.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's, you know, there's also the term long tail.
Yeah.
So, long tail searches, right? Somebody is searching for, they say, how do I get my, e-commerce site to rank in Google when I'm using, WordPress or, you know, like super long queries. And that's the great thing about a lot of communities, because if you have a forum or some sort of like Q&A section or that sort of thing, those could easily rank really well for those long tail terms because they're actual questions that people may ask, right?
Right. Yeah.
And that's what happens on our site is within our Q&A section is oftentimes we rank really well for those long tail terms because they're a bit easier to come up in search engines for. Because if you're just searching for SEO, we happen to rank fairly well for that, but in general it's really hard to rank for those really short terms, but those long tail ones are the ones that can often be a bit easier to catch or to capture.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, can we talk a little bit about then the tools around
how to
find this? So like the Google keyword tool was kind of like the standard that everyone used, and then Google decided to change a lot of things and not tell you a lot of information, and now you have to have an AdWords account to be able to use it. And anyway, so, I mean, if you're a community manager, I mean, and we could even maybe take it a step farther and let's assume maybe you're in a bigger company and you don't have access directly to your, you know, Google Analytics account or whatever. What tools can you use to learn, like, you know, which keywords people are searching for, which long tail phrases people are searching for? Like, what's sort of your bag of tricks?
Sure. So there are a few things. I'm going to start with some that are free and some people may already be using it, but maybe using them in different ways. Obviously, whether you use Google Analytics or some other analytics package, right? That is a really great way to find out the pages that people are going to. Now, there was a time when you could actually see the keywords that people were using. But of course, Google took that away also. And most of that stuff now shows up as not provided. But there are a lot of other ways that you can find it, right? Mm-hmm. You can at least find the pages that are getting the most search love, essentially. And Google Analytics is a great way to at least have a baseline to know what pages are doing well, and then you can, you know, find the pages that you're like, I really like this particular page to rank if somebody is searching for, let's say we have something about our meta description's a ranking factor. We have a particular page that we want people to find when they're searching for that thing. And at that point, you can see like, okay, nobody's ever hitting that page. How do we fix this? The other thing is making sure that you have your site set up in Google Webmaster Tools, is a very basic, and hopefully most people have that. And I know that a lot of community managers, they may work with somebody who does the SEO or who manages those particular things. But if you don't, if you're kind of like one person managing a lot of the things, making sure that you have your site in Google Webmaster Tools. The other thing that I personally love to do, and we kind of hear this talked about often, is as you start typing a keyword in Google, right, you start getting all these suggested keywords that go with it. Right. So if you start typing SEO, other things will pop up right along with it. Or if you start typing cancer or what is, right? You start typing and these things pop up. And that is a really great way because what Google is telling you is that other people are searching for those particular terms. So that it seems so silly, right? Because we all do it. We all start typing and we see them, but we don't think of it as a like, oh, I should actually look into this because these are actual things that Google is saying. People are searching for these. People care about this stuff. The other thing is once you actually hit the search at the bottom of the page, Google will also say, like they will also suggest other keywords to you. So that is another really good way of capturing those. And these are just some like free, really easy ways to do it. There are tons of tools out there, including our own. I should do one very short, like Moz plug.
By all means.
Yeah, we have a great keyword research tool and various things. We have our own index of the web, so similar to Google. But it's like every 2 to 3 weeks it gets updated. And so we give you information about your competitors that Google only gives you information about yourself and your keywords and your website, and we give you information of other places. But there are lots of places. SEM Rush has some really good keyword type information. So it really depends on what you're looking for, but at a most basic level, you can get a lot of, you can do a lot with Google itself. So Google Trends is another great thing to say,
Love that one.
right? Like you can look up several phrases and kind of see where it's been, where it's going, if it's something that people really care about. We do this a lot. I used to work at an organization that had several niche job boards. And when we first started, all the job boards talked about careers, right? It was like, you're a career in healthcare. It's like nobody searches for that. And
They're like,
so
I need a new nursing job. That's what
yeah,
people are looking
nursing,
for.
yeah, nursing jobs in Seattle, right? Nursing jobs in Belltown, which is a specific neighborhood in Seattle, right? People are very specific. They don't search like that. And so at the most basic level, I love using the Google tools to find out information. Make sure that Google can even get through your site. That's one of the things that Google Webmaster Tools does. It tells you errors on your site. It tells you this page is a 404. This page, we weren't able to get to this page. We could only crawl 5 pages on your site because it's all in Flash or something. So that's a great way. It's a starting point to know, like, okay, this is where I'm at, so that I can at least figure out that baseline.
All right. So, I mean, these are a lot of really, really great tools. I seriously have an entire, like, 2 pages of notes written down as I'm like scribbling all this stuff, which is really, really helpful. And so I think, I mean, a key takeaway that I'm getting from this is that you don't have to have a lot of money to be able to become aware of where you're at. Like a lot of this stuff is available for free for you. And even if you are in a company where things are maybe like a little bit more restrictive, like someone else owns Webmaster Tools or whatever, there are still a lot of other tools that you can use to give yourself your own baseline knowledge.
And, yes, for sure.
I mean, and another, I guess, side tip I would say is that if you are in a company where all that stuff is locked up by someone else, this is a perfect opportunity for you to go bring them a coffee and sit down and make friends and, you know, talk with them about how they can partner with you to help, you know, give you more information and insight that you need to do your job better. So
just
because someone
that.
Else owns it, you can still go in and like, you know, ask for help.
Yeah, it's the same with like a dev team or something. If you make friends, all you need is one in. You need one person to get in with, right?
Yep.
And if you sit down and you say, how can I actually help you?
Yes.
That goes a really long way. Because if you say, I want to know more about SEO so that while, you know, we're creating this content or we're promoting this, whether you're, you know, whether exactly what your job is, because I know all community manager jobs are slightly different, right?
Right.
If you go in saying, like, I want to know how I can help you, how I can help improve our SEO. And, you know, there's probably tons of things that are super simple things that your internal SEO or your online marketer or whatever their particular role is called, maybe may say, you know, it would be really helpful if you did this, or if you, you know, thought about this when you posted questions in the forum, or whatever the case is. But getting actually having those conversations and knowing and understanding what they care about really helps to make sure that, you know, the stuff you're doing on your end is helping people to be able to find you in the search engines.
Yes. Knowing what they care about is hugely important. Oh, awesome. Well, we're getting close towards the end of time, but I have a couple more questions to ask you. Okay. So maybe we'll run over a little bit. But one is, I mean, you've offered all this, like, these, like, free tools and these tips and the advice, but what would you say would be, like, the one thing that a community manager could do today to help, like, improve their own search ranking?
Oh, that, I love this question.
Oh, good. I was like, it might be kind of weighted. You might be like, I need to answer this in four different ways.
No, so the tough thing is, I really think that there's a ton of ways that community managers can help with the SEO. It really depends on what your role is. If you, there are many community managers whose roles may focus on social, right? Mm-hmm. And so when it comes from a social perspective, while social doesn't specifically help with SEO, the thing is that that getting it out there, the more activity that a piece of content or, you know, whatever it is, the more activity that it gets in social, it often means that it's, you know, very popular and it will earn more links. And getting more links back to the site is very helpful. So anything that you can do to help, you know, get a piece of content, a blog post, an article, an ebook, a question in a forum that's, you know, a hot topic, that sort of thing. Anything that you can do to promote or help get that out there to more people, the more people that there are that will probably link back to that because it's, you know, a creative piece of information. It's super helpful. It walks you through something, you know, whatever that is. So whether it's whether you're doing social or not, you can, you know, helping to get it promoted, the more promotion it has, oftentimes the more backlinks it gets, which really helps with the ranking.
Okay.
If the other side is that you're mainly working on site, right? You're managing a forum, you're managing blog posts, you're managing comments, that sort of thing. The biggest thing would be is to make sure that you're using those words, you're using the phrases and questions and covering topics that your community talks about the way that they talk about it, right? Making sure that you're not just talking about, you know, healthcare careers, right? You're talking about how to get a good nursing job when you're first starting out, right? Like, thinking of ways that your community is searching for things. In fact, if you have a blog and a like forum, the forum is a really great way to come up with content for the blog, right?
Yeah, totally.
People ask questions. They get a bunch of answers. We do that on ours all the time. We create blog posts based on questions people have asked in our Q&A forum. And they always do so well because they're actual questions that people care about. And then they rank really highly in Google because people search for them.
And they're very unique situations. Like, I mean, there's so much of the world is driven on this, like, I gotta get a blog out every day kind of like freak out mentality, that you see so much just kind of like white noise. And so I love using forums to develop blog posts because it becomes so specific and it becomes so like, this is actually important. It's like actually what someone is looking for.
And think of it as someone who then searches for it down the road, right? And they're having the same problem or the same question, and they reach your site, and then they stay on your site because they actually got the information they wanted, and they're like, well, oh, there's actually more here, right? Yep. It's not just this one page. There's more things. So that's the great thing. One thing that people often stop about, you know, they think, oh, SEO is all about just getting your page ranking higher. Well, it's about getting people to see your site. Then it's also about making sure that people stay there, right? And find more information and really want to dig in. And when it comes to the community side of it, you know, making sure that people feel comfortable being able to actually leave a comment or ask questions or whatever is really helpful as well, right? If you don't want to completely scare people away right away.
Yep. Exactly.
Sometimes. I guess it depends on the community.
That's very true. Maybe your goal in life is to scare your community members away. I'm not sure. That'd be a weird community. Well, my one last question for you is a question I'm like really dying to ask. And that is, what is your favorite SEO myth to dispel?
I would say, I guess my favorite SEO myth is that, oh gosh, there are so many.
That's why I asked it, because it's SEO is just myth after myth after myth.
Yeah. I would say that the biggest SEO myth that I just want to like squash is that it's all snake oil. And because I hear it all the time, especially from community managers, because I live in this weird world of, I'm trying to like convince SEOs that building a community is necessary, and it's the best way to, you know, like your community will essentially like build these links to your site. Your community will do all this work for you, you know, and working with community managers to say like, SEO, it's a real thing. You need it. And that it's not all snake oil, you know, and that it's a really valuable thing to be able to have, to rank highly. And ranking isn't the only, you know, aspect of it, but being able to come up for searches is actually really extremely valuable for your community. And it's not, just a bunch of people out there trying to, you know, rank their super spammy websites. It's, you know, real people trying to get good information out there to people to be able to find it.
Well, I think that's like a perfect note to end on, because ultimately that's what we're all trying to do, right? I think this is something I heard Maria Agnova say a couple years ago, and that is, you know, as community managers, we're trying to help people find what they need. We're trying to help them get the information they need, get them to the right places, you know, meet the people that they need to give them support or whatever. And so, you know, looking at SEO through the lens of like, sure, it's getting people to see your site and stay there, but it's really, but you're not doing that just for, you know, a purely self-serving reason. You want to give them the help that they need and the information that they're looking for.
Right. So right. And it's SEO is just one of the like starting points of like helping you build and grow that community that you're looking for. I happen to be in the unique situation of, you know, building and growing a community around SEO.
Yeah, you've got the experience on all sides there.
It's a really weird one. I love it though, because what happens is anything we test things on social, we test things, you know, via in our email marketing, whatever, and then we have content to write about.
Yeah.
But SEO, it really is not. It can really be a wonderful, wonderful way to build and grow your community.
Absolutely. Well, that's perfect final words to end on. Thank you so much, Jen, for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. If everyone out there, if you like the episode, make sure you visit communitygeek.com/podcast to review the show notes and all the reference links. There were a lot of tools that Jen and I talked about today, and I wrote them all down. So I'm going to list them all out for you and include hyperlinks and things so that you can get the resources that you need. And also don't forget, sprint.feverbee.com. Register for our conference if you're in San Francisco or in California or even the West Coast in general. You are going to have the opportunity to listen to some of the best minds in the community business, including Jen. There's a lot to learn. There's so many great takeaways that you're going to have to improve your community. So I highly, highly, highly encourage you to join. If you've been on the fence about getting a ticket, just do it. It'll be awesome. So thank you all so much. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of the day wherever you are.